If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
AB.
Yes.
This is the first time we've been able to discuss the intro music on air. How do you like it?
I love it. I'm a big fan of that intro music. I don't know what it is, but I'm into it.
Wait till you see, wait till that receipt hits our email and you'll see what it is.
Paid for that?
Of course I paid for that. It reminds me a little bit of, I was on a beat website, like search for instrumentals. And I searched wedding music. I searched Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time and then similar beat. No, that's not true. But anyway, that's what I feel like when I listen to that music.
Love that music.
AB, what'd you think of the premiere episode? They kept telling us this is the most controversial Bachelor of all time. They kept telling us this is going to be the most exciting and controversial season of all time. What do you think? You're the veteran. You're the expert.
This is shaping up to be great, Rim. I'm telling you that. So far, from what I've seen, this has the chance to be the best Bachelor season of all time that I've watched, which isn't of all time. I haven't seen them all.
What makes you say that?
Nick seems to be a very good Bachelor. He seems like a funny dude, which I didn't anticipate. He seems like an interesting dude. He doesn't put up with shit. He doesn't just cater to these women. If they're doing something wrong, he seems like he's going to call them out, and that's going to cause drama on both sides, like where it's headed.
One thing I did like about him right off the bat is, and Nick is new to me. I want to explain that to our new listeners. Nick is new to me. One thing I like about Nick is, and can relate to, is that he has legitimately zero game. And he's not a good small talker.
No, he's not.
He's kind of funny in like a little bit of a self-deprecating kind of way and kind of, yeah, sarcastic.
Yep.
He played along with the shark girl. But yeah, he's more or less appearing like he's a normal dude.
Yes.
Who just happens to be on his fourth season of a Bachelor franchise TV show. AB, they told us he was a super controversial Bachelor because he's gotten second twice and just came off a season of Bachelor in Paradise. So ABC really needed to do some image rehab on this guy. And the first thing they did was put him in some patio with Ben, Sean Lowe, and some other dude, old guy.
Crystal. Rim, can you believe they did a Bachelor and just had an old farmer on there? Can you believe that? That was like one of the seasons. I didn't watch it, but can you believe that was a thing?
I was like, he's like the Abe Vigoda.
For an entire season? Entire season? He's sitting there with these guys who are, I don't know, are they close to 30 now?
Ben Higgins is like 25.
He looks 20 years older than the three guys that he was with there. And one of them's almost his age in Nick. Nick is an old guy for Bachelor, and he looks 15 years older than Nick.
Unbelievable. That guy was very old. It was like a dad.
Yeah,
raising some
who invited this dad to this cool dude's conversation?
A womanizing dad teaching his sons the ways of staying single while still, trying to find love on TV. That's the angle they're playing. He's never going to give up on love. Well, of course you're not going to give up on love when people, ABC keeps throwing opportunities in your face to date 50 women at a time. AB, what'd you think of the little locker room talk that went down? Little boys pounding whiskey, talking about chicks. Talking about chicks, talking about love. What'd you think of the advice those guys gave him? Because you watch most of their seasons.
The one thing that stood out to me is Ben doesn't seem quite sold on Nick. He seemed like he didn't really like the guy, honestly. And if when Ben throws up a little red flag there, Because he was kind of like, I like you now, but you were the worst in the past. And if Ben doesn't like you, I'm probably not going to like you because Ben's my favorite person.
Well said. He was a little bit of a, okay, you got to prove it. You know, you started out with the pendulum in the direction of douche, and now it's swinging back towards decent guy, but you got to continue the momentum and come all the way back. So he's in your boat. He needs Nick to show him a little something before you can give him the full trust. And plus you got to remember Nick or Ben is like a secret Jesus guy. So you never know Ben, you know, Ben probably doesn't approve of the fact that Nick is, you know, hooking up with conservatively a half dozen women on the ABC Family Network if you watch the reruns. So first episode recap always includes a rundown of the contestant entrances. This is where you and I, basically the Friars Club roast of these 26-year-old girls, we're going to run down all the entrances, make a quick joke about each one, and if they're not memorable, then they're not memorable, and we move on. That's the way it's going to go, so strap in. First girl we're talking about, AB, Vanessa, the special needs teacher with a special look, in my opinion. She comes in speaking the French. I thought she was French for a little bit. Nope, she just knows French, and she speaks it well and fluently. Heart of gold, 29 years old. Within Nick's acceptable range, in my opinion. I think she's an early, early favorite, to be quite frank with you. We'll get to the picks later, but what did you think of Vanessa?
I couldn't agree more, Rim. This girl has got something special. She's very down to earth. And just looking at, like, social media last night, she's a lot of people's favorite right now, Rim. A lot of people's favorite.
I didn't see any Vanessa haters out there. And if you're listening and you're a Vanessa hater, why don't you put this on pause, step outside your car, take a walk, take a deep breath. Really think about where you're going in your life if you're anti-Vanessa, okay? Next up, Josephine. Her background story was very, I'd say, unsettling. She's very weird. She's very weird with her cat. She's a nurse, but the nurse outfit she was wearing was like a sexy like a Halloween nurse outfit. Yeah. It wasn't okay.
Makes you wonder if she's really a nurse or not.
I'd say she got away with one because there's no way she's a real nurse. Nurses wear like scrubs. They don't wear like those like tailored white coats with like the sexy split collar that kind of in the cleavage.
Like the hat, like the white hat.
And like the American Red Cross, like red cross logos. I don't know about all this. I said she was going to be gone first night. I didn't like how she referenced her intro was talking about all of Nick's failed relationships. AB, what'd you think of this girl?
Josephine is just your classic person who thinks they're very funny, but they just are not. She's not funny. And well she tries said. To, and she thinks she's funny and she tries to be funny and make everyone laugh, but she doesn't make anyone laugh. And I want her out. She weirds me out.
How about that lady in the tramp hot dog thing? How
she
gross.
Goes, do you want a lady in a trampet? That's what she said. You want a lady in a trampet? Number one, no, I don't want a lady in a tramp anything.
Not a common movie either. You have to be, I'd say 30 is the age floor for knowing what Lady and the Tramp is. Okay. I barely know what that is. It's the spaghetti deal, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
What was the best case scenario for how that was going to end, Josephine?
It was an uncooked hot dog.
It's fucking disgusting.
I mean, I also wrote that Nick needed to chip. He was acting like it was the worst thing he's ever had. Uncooked hot dogs aren't that bad, Rim.
No, but you're weird, though. Do you eat when you have pizza? In fact, shout out to you. We had pizza yesterday together. Thanks for having me. We didn't finish it all. You put it in the fridge. Do you eat pizza the next day without heating it back up?
No, of course not. I heat it up.
All right. That's my brother. Then he does that. But uncooked hot dogs are disgusting. I don't know why. And it came in a book. What was that even a bit about?
Like I said, she thinks she's funny. She had this whole shtick in her head and it just did not land. Like nothing landed in anything she said.
She seemed like she probably wanted to become a nurse specifically for that outfit. She thought that that's how nurses dressed. So that's why she pursued a career in nursing. Next up, we got Raven, family, faith, and football, AB. This girl is basically Friday Night Lights. Arkansas draw, owns a little boutique fashion store. Talking to a couple people, they think Raven's got something to her. I don't see it.
Seriously? Seems like a freaking cast member of that Buck Wild show on MTV, Rim. You ever seen that? They're freaking like mudding and all this. If you're mudding, I'm probably not going to be that into you.
No, if you're mudding, you might be a nice girl, but you're not for Rim and AB. Okay, that's not our taste. Next up, we have Corinne. Now, she says she runs a multi-million dollar company. Now, honey, who's running the company while you're on The Bachelor? That's right, your daddy is. Who started the company? It's his company. Okay?
Listen, Rim. She says she's... What it reminded me of when she says she's running the business, you know how when you're driving with a little kid and you give your little kid that like fake car so they're moving the wheel? That's what it is with Corinne in this business. She's fake moving this wheel of the business and thinks she's running it, but she actually has no control over anything.
Bossing around her dad and her mom and treating her nanny like trash, like Corinne. Not a good look, dear. She thought that made her look like... I saw her compared to Tiffany Trump, which I thought was a very apt comparison. They even look alike. Now, that was her intro, but later in the show, AB, it was revealed that Corinne is basically the new Olivia. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm no doctor, but I would classify her as a sex addict. Okay. Okay. Tone it down a little bit. I thought during the show that she came off as someone kind of gets what she wants, which told me that she was going to go very far. I had her in my original top four. And then in the post, like coming up on The Bachelor stuff, I think she may cross the line a little too far and a little too early.
It's all a matter of how early it is. Last season, I thought Olivia was going to make it a lot farther, but she turned into a psycho very early. I don't want to make that same mistake, Rim, so I think she's going to be gone pretty early. At one point, she clearly tries to solicit, would you say? Is that the right word for what she did to Nick in his hotel room?
It seems like there was payment under the table. That's the vibe I got from the thing.
She tries to do that. She goes topless at one point in front of all the other girls.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
There's that situation.
Broad daylight
with 15 other girls in the pool. I mean, I just can't see her making it. Before I saw the what's coming up the rest of the season part of the episode, I had her in my top four. But I just don't want to make that same mistake again.
Stunningly beautiful, I might add. That helps a little bit. Also, you say you made the mistake with Olivia.
Yeah.
But Nick is not Ben. Nick appears to be a million times more shallow than Ben. Do you think that makes a difference? Or is she just too outrageous to even stomach?
You know, I still think she's going to make it far. I just don't want to put her in my top four right now. I can see her going very far and being that girl that everyone hates, but he doesn't really hate.
Yep. Next up, we have Alexis, straight out of Jersey Shore. Alexis's quote that really struck a chord with me, it was, "Life's too short, just have fun with it." So Alexis decided to show up wearing a 100% bona fide shark costume. Now keep in mind, she's the aspiring dolphin trainer. Big controversy whether or not it was a shark or a dolphin costume. Obviously, sharks, dolphins don't have gills, so that's it right there. There's no discussion. Yeah. She insisted that it was a dolphin costume. She was pretty blackout drunk, AB. Do you think she knew it was a shark costume and she was just kind of playing along, playing a little bit? Or do you think she genuinely thought it was a dolphin?
Listen, the whole dolphin thing that she's going for, you can poke holes in that whole thing she's going with. He asks her what this is about, and she's just like, "I just love dolphins. I love the Miami Dolphins." And it's like, okay.
That was her first thing?
Yeah, that was the first thing she said. She didn't even talk about how she's an aspiring dolphin trainer, which is clearly at this point not even a thing. This girl does not have a job. That's what she put for it to try to be funny.
And it worked. It was funny. I thought it was going to be stupid. Nick, everybody liked it.
When she like walked into the water and started doing the dolphin call to him, that was a very funny, like she stuck with it. She didn't back down from the other girls hating her and all this other stuff.
By the end of the night, it seemed like all the girls loved her.
It took commitment.
Into the water was funny. She showed up. She wore the dolphin costume at the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
She didn't take it off at any point in the night. Now, Corinne, the spawn of the devil, roasted her not only for thinking it was dumb to wear the dolphin costume, but she also kind of took shots at her body and what it may or may not look like under the dolphin costume, which was highly inappropriate, but highly entertaining.
She was also wearing heels. She was wearing a dolphin costume and then was rocking heels like the baddest odd bitch move in town.
Listen, she owned it. They had a great time. I think she seems like a pretty fun girl, you know, just kind of sober up.
She's got the twin vibe to her where she's going to stick around because she's a fun time. Producers Absolutely. Will keep her on.
Hey, Nick liked it. Next up, Danielle M. Danielle M, I think, is one of the early fan favorites. Not a huge fan of her voice, me personally. Big fan of her hair, AB. These two seem like they had a connection. Had some solid one-on-one time. Nick made a couple self-deprecating jokes because he asked a dumbass question.
She's in my early top two, Rim.
Top two?
Top two.
Wow. Well, don't reveal your final four just yet, but I can see that.
She's a favorite of mine. She's from Nashville. In her little cutscene, she's walking down that bridge that me and you rode bikes on that one time. I don't know if you remember that.
I'll never forget it. Shout out to Nashville.
People best forget city in the world. People forget we rode bikes in Nashville one time.
Listen, we basically shot like an intro for The Gay Bachelor. And you and I were contestants, just kind of like weaving in and out, going down that bridge.
Same bridge that Danielle was on. I love that she's from Nashville, though. She seems very sweet, they did seem to have a good connection. I liked her voice, also.
Liked her voice, not indifferent. You're pro Danielle's voice.
It's very soft-spoken. You kind of have to, like, lean in to hear it. Like it.
Oh, and then what happens when you lean in, AB?
Anything goes.
Anything goes. We have boundaries in the age of Trump, AB. We still have to reiterate that we as men do have boundaries.
Oh,
shout out to all the ladies
out
there. Yeah, we're pro Danielle M. I think she's going to do very well. Next up, Taylor, the mental health counselor from, I don't know, Seattle, Washington, whatever. Taylor got her master's from Johns Hopkins, and she's only 23 years old.
Yeah, smart girl.
Now, she's already talking about Nick like he's one of her patients, because her big thing is relationships and things of that nature. So I don't see this working out with Taylor. Oh, side note, before you go, she's mixed. So shout out to mixed people.
Yeah, she's mixed. She's mixed white and black. And she had a little story about how she says when she was growing up, black girls didn't like her because she was white, and white girls didn't like her because she was black. A little sad story for you there.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't buy it, but
I mean, maybe. I don't know. You're pretty. I think that makes a big difference. I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't know what her backstory is, but
this girl did
also,
fine.
There's a lot of
up.
Mixed girls. There's a lot of mixed people in your generation. So you're not that. I don't know. Anyway, leave it to the white guy to tell you what's not racist. Go ahead, AB.
She's also the one when she stepped out of the limo. She says before coming on this, all her girlfriends said that he's a complete piece of shit.
That's right.
Why would you say that? I thought you were a smart girl because you graduated from Johns Hopkins, but why would that be what you're coming with? Instant turn off.
Not only did she say, all my girlfriends told me not to come on this because they said you're a piece of shit, she didn't really like qualify it. She didn't really follow it up with but I like you because A, B, and C. She was just like, yep. That's what they told me, and then kind of left it, which really offended Nick, and rightfully so, but she got a rose. She's still here. Next up, we have Liz. Now, Liz, we're going to talk about a little more in depth, because this is an unprecedented contestant on The Bachelor, to our knowledge. Now, AB, I say unprecedented because apparently at that wedding, Nick and Liz had a little soiree back at the hotel, if you will. Do you want to get into that now, or do you want to talk about it later?
Let's hold off on that. We could do a whole podcast on that.
Stay tuned. Next up, we have Danielle L. All I remember about Danielle L, AB, call me a chauvinist if you want.
Whenever someone says that, they're going to say something super chauvinistic.
Regrettable. Regrettable.
Yeah, go ahead, though.
She took that dress and suffocated it and put it in a stranglehold and changed the dress game forever. I don't remember her talking. Not even sure what color hair she has. What do you got on Danielle L?
I just put that Nick was being kind of creepy about the dress. He's kind of weirded me out a little bit about it. And he kind of did this throughout the night as well. He was to start the with the first like 10 people he talked to was very awkward, I thought, because he kept being a little too into the, like, you're looking amazing, and that dress is, it's just a little much, Nick. And he was especially into Danielle's dress. He commented on it like 4 or 5 times.
AB, you took the words right out of my mouth. The guy is very obviously a boob guy. Okay, because he made no eye contact with, like you said, probably the first 10. He was like, oh my god, you look at, and he kind of, this comes into play later in the show, but he kind of mumbled it, like he was just like so taken aback by the way these girls were killing their dresses. He was like, oh my god, you look amazing.
And then he'd like look them up and down, like really
back up. The move was the backup move, look them up and down, and then on the way back up, stop in the middle, for pause in the middle, and then finally, while she's talking, get back up to the eyes. It's like, I can see why America thinks you're a scumbag, Nick. Anyway, as little as I know about Danielle, I have her potentially in my top 5 when all is said and done. So that's how much many points I gave her for the dress game. Next up, we have Christian. I believe she wore a yellow dress. This is the girl from Oklahoma with the Oklahoma hair. She said, honestly, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity. And then Nick said, this is super weird, awful interaction. But I think she got a rose. Am I correct? What do you got on Christian?
She got a rose. She says she's been watching him on TV for 3 years. She just continued to go on with the reality TV stuff and how he's a celebrity, even though it clearly wasn't the direction he wanted to take the conversation.
I agree. Very weird. Next up, Angela, the model from South Carolina. First, she acknowledged that Nick was not the most ideal bachelor in the eyes of America, but then she followed it up with an outrageous lie, which is, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't you.
Rim, I don't know if you know how this works, but they're chosen to be a part of the show before the Bachelor or Bachelorette is announced. So you're telling me you got chosen, and then Nick, who wasn't really even in the running, was chosen, and you would have turned it down otherwise? Mm-mm, not buying the lady.
Doesn't hold water.
I mean, when you were chosen and you signed up for this show, there had to have been very little chance that Nick was going to be the Bachelor at that point. Bachelor in Paradise probably hadn't even begun. He wasn't even in the talk of America at that point. Get out of here, Angela. That's why your ass got sent home.
Someone else who got sent home, AB? Lauren Hussey? I was kind of stunned by this. Lauren appeared to me like she could have been Miss America. When she got sent home, I mean, Lauren, if you're listening, you know, what's up? Because I can't believe you didn't get a rose. That's preposterous. You got anything on Lauren, AB? She had no screen time.
You said it right there. She got no screen time. The only thing you saw from her is when she was talking about how their names make up that, you know.
They have bad last names?
Yeah, bad last names.
Not a strong connection with that.
No, I don't think she got time with Nick. In fact, like halfway through the episode when he was doing the cocktail hour, he had only talked to like 10 of the 30 girls, and there was like he was running out of time because Nick didn't understand that he needed to talk to everyone. So I don't think he legitimately got to everyone in the house to talk to. And I just think she wasn't one that talked to him.
So you think probably less than half of the girls got legit one-on-one time at the
cocktail party? No, I bet it was 20. I bet it's 20 out of the 30, and then 10 just didn't get time at all.
Well, that would make sense because there didn't seem to really be a rhyme or reason for the girls that didn't get a rose.
No.
Next up, we have Christina, who did get a rose, oddly. Now, before the season started, I said Christina, she's from Kentucky, and I said she looks like she's from Kentucky. And you can already hear, I already knew what her voice sounded like. AB, and one of the biggest shockers, I'd say, in Bachelor history, the girl's Russian or something. I don't know what she is, but she's not from Kentucky. What do you got on Christina?
Listen, I don't know anything about this girl. I got zero notes, and that I do remember that there was like another person that was speaking different languages and had a different accent, but I didn't see her on the show. I don't remember her at all.
2 hours. They say The Bachelor's too long. It's 2 hours. When you have 30 girls, it's not long enough.
Got to bump it up to 3 hours there. I want the stories of all 30, too. They only did about 10 to 15 stories.
I don't think they did 10, AB. I think they did 6, honestly. They did not do enough stories, and I was very disappointed by that. listen, two 30-year-old dudes here would like more background info on the
background,
contestants, please.
We got a podcast we're trying to run here. We need stories.
Yeah, nothing worse than we get to a girl's name and neither of us have any notes because we don't have a background story. Okay.
Come on.
Next up, Ida Marie. She did the trust fall thing, and then she got sent home. I don't know anything else about Ida Marie. I will say that an hour ago when I checked who didn't get a rose, just before that, I would have told you, watch out for Ida Marie. She might be a little sleeper.
apparently, she didn't get a rose. I'm stunned by that.
I loved the trust fall thing. I just think she fell into the Nick issue of not talking to everybody in the house. I mean, when you have 30 people, there's going to be some people that are going to be good candidates, but you just didn't have enough time to talk to everyone and make a real connection with people. 30 people is a lot of people to meet.
Shout out to Olivia, another girl who didn't get a rose, coming in hot with the Cameron fur coat. I don't know why Nick took it off. Frankly, he was killing it. And I'm a little disappointed that Olivia didn't get a rose. I would like to have seen the Alaska girl go far in this very continental United States based show.
We don't get a lot of info about Alaska in our lifetimes. This would have been a nice look into the world of Alaska, and we're all missing out because of this.
I would have really liked to see Olivia make it to hometowns. Yeah. I want to know more about Anchorage. Listen, you Google image these places in Alaska. They got Anchorage is a legit city up there. They got tall buildings and shit. Who knew?
We don't know shit about it.
It's a shame. That's on Obama.
Probably do a little research outside of Bachelor and find out about Alaska, but no.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Next up, Haley, who came in steaming hot when she came in with her, do you know what girls who wear underwear say? And he, obviously Nick is a dumbass, had no idea how to respond. She goes, neither do I. Okay. All right. Are your parents watching? AB, what do you got on Haley?
I didn't love that part.
Father of a daughter, so go
ahead. Father of a daughter. I didn't love that part. I wouldn't want Isabel to be on The Bachelor one day and that be her opening line. Let's just put it that way. I wouldn't enjoy watching that.
You'd be okay with her being on The Bachelor with like a more tame opening line then?
She comes in with a tame opening line, you know, becomes America's sweetheart. Sure, go on there. I don't care.
Make for a hell of a podcast daughter grew up to be The Bachelor 20 years and we're 50. Go ahead.
But that being said, I don't mind Haley. I got her in, I think she's one of my favorites right now, honestly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I liked her.
Astrid. All I got is that she speaks German. Anything on Astrid?
She got the first rose, Rim.
What does that mean?
I know it's not supposed to mean anything.
Is that even true?
She got the first rose.
That's unconfirmed.
That's confirmed.
I don't agree with that. He came with Astrid? You can't marry an Astrid. I'm sorry. You need to change your name. Astrid's
no, she didn't get the first rose. Take that back. She didn't get the first rose.
Oh, okay. Okay, didn't get the first rose. Who got it then?
Vanessa.
Oh, oh, okay, it's all starting to add up then.
Yep. Ashford got the fourth rose. She got, my notes say she got one of the first rose. Sorry, I skipped.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. Listen, Bachelor is rapid fire. It's really hard. Your boys take a lot of notes. It's really easy to make a couple typos or get something mixed up.
This is
so
6 pages of notes here. She got the fourth rose, which I take the first 5 people to get roses. That means something to me. And you want to know who it was? Vanessa, Danielle. This is white Danielle.
The other Danielle is also white. Danielle
no, she's
M.
Not.
Well, Danielle M is like, Danielle M is like clear, Larry Bird clear. Danielle L, I don't think Danielle has anything to her. But again, I wasn't looking at her face.
You crazy?
Pull up a picture of her. Pull up a picture of her. Relax, relax.
Right,
let me see here. I mean, she's tan.
All right, we need someone to
she might be
your...
a quarter. She might be a quarter. I'd say an eighth Korean at best.
Okay, going forward, I will refer to the Nashville girl as white Danielle, and you'll know who the other Danielle will be. There's two of them. We gotta differentiate them.
So we need to decide what to call Danielle L?
No, we can just call her Danielle. Danielle, and we got Danielle.
No, I'll get confused. We'll call her either Tan Danielle or Dress Danielle. It's up to you.
Let's go with 1/8 Danielle.
Danielle 8th.
Okay.
All right, Danielle 8th. Anyway, she got what? She got the third rose, you said?
She got the third rose. Astrid got the fourth, and Corinne got the fifth. Those are 5 big names in the competition this year.
Oh, yes. Astrid is not on my radar at all, but the other 3 out of the 5, I think, are definitely contenders. Hey, speaking of white Danielle, we didn't mention that she came in hot with some maple syrup out of the limo. I'd have married Danielle M on the white Danielle, I'm sorry, on the spot.
Got a little weird when he had to lick the syrup off her finger, though. That she could have thought that out a little more. Okay.
That puts her square in the top third of entrances, because keep in mind, some of these other girls were jumping off disgusting camels and making them eat frozen hot dogs. So licking syrup off the finger ain't no big deal, really.
I'm not licking syrup off your finger until we're married, period.
I'm not, as you know, I'm not a big germ guy. I'm not afraid of germs. If a girl is cool with me licking syrup off her finger, I know there's something there. And if a girl's like, I don't do that, then we're done. That's facts only from her. Next up, we got Jamie, J-A-I-M-I, the chef from New Orleans, Louisiana. AB, what did you think about the nose ring on this chick?
Was she the one that mentioned that she had balls and it was kind of like, skirt? And then she's like, pulls down 2 balls from her nose, like nose ring balls? Was that her? I'm not into that. I wasn't into that at all.
2016, you thought maybe we had a transgender person on the show. That was on the table, okay, when she said that.
Yep. For a few seconds, I thought, okay, it's on. We're going here. Let's see how Nick reacts.
It's on. We're going. All right. Strap in.
Strap in. Let's see how Nick reacts here.
Listen, Amy, talk about a producer pick. Now, I'm not against girls with nose rings whatsoever. Do your thing. That particular nose ring reminded me of, like, Bebop and Rocksteady from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The hog with the nose through it. I wasn't into that at all.
No.
So, not a big Jamie guy.
She got a rose. She comes up in the what's coming up this season part of the episode, and she apparently used to be a lesbian as well. Or maybe she's
bisexual. Oh, that's right. She has an ex-girlfriend.
I don't really explain it yet. Yes, she's got an ex-girlfriend.
That's going to be a good storyline to follow. I imagine that I've watched the show enough now to know that the things they preview are always disappointing. I imagine that's a blip on the season's radar, honestly. Yeah, I don't think Nick will care, and I don't think the other girls will care, frankly. Next up, Susanna. She gave Nick a beard massage. Just a lazy, in my opinion, as a guy with a beard, just a lazy get-to-know-you entrance. Like, hey, can I massage your beard? Okay, can't wait to see inside. Like, that's what you're coming with? Of course, she kicked rocks, kicked the dust, whatever you want to say to get rid of her. She's done. She's done. You got anything on Susanna? Any jokes?
You hit it all. You hit it all.
Gracias. Now, next we got Sarah. A school teacher who I have, as I was going through my notes and kind of reorganizing them in preparation for this recording session, I put Sarah is bubbly as fuck like 7 times throughout my notes, AB. The girl has a megawatt smile. school teacher. She seems to be mega positive. I think she's going to be very popular in the house. Big Sarah guy, what do you got?
I'm a fan of her. I liked how she entered. She ran from the outside and said, I thought you'd appreciate another runner-up. I like that. That's cute.
Hey, that's even fun. Nick liked that.
That's fun. Nick liked it. She made a joke about him that was different than what of a couple other girls did, which was kind of very awkwardly bring up his past relationships on The Bachelor. Hers hit. Hers was not awkward. It wasn't too far into making fun of Nick.
It was light. It was something they could both laugh about. Whereas the other girls, like you mentioned, were just like, listen, I know you're basically America's biggest love reality show loser.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a shot anyway. Like, exactly. It was none of those hit. That hit, you're right. I think Sarah's going to go far.
I agree.
Brittany was my preseason pick, based on just a picture and an interesting necklace. That's it. I think Brittany's going to be a nobody. Really turned me off with a fake cavity search bit. Is that supposed to be funny? That's a guy's worst nightmare.
Yeah. You're lucky you didn't get sent home right on the spot, girl.
Thank your lucky stars. They totally glossed over her. She's a nobody so far in my eyes. What do you got on Brittany?
She got no airtime. No airtime besides the cavity search.
Sad. I mean, is that really what you want to be known for?
It's not over yet. She still's got a chance.
I think so, too. Dark horse, maybe, but she's definitely not in my list of contenders at the moment.
Mine neither.
Lacey came in on a camel, AB. You've watched for a long time. Where does the camel rate on animal entrances?
There was one camel entrance already on the Bachelor rim. It was on Ben, the original Ben, not Ben Higgins. There was a Ben before that that picked this model. It was like one of the shortest relationships in Bachelor. It did not work. He was a terrible bachelor. But anyways, I believe if I remember correctly, they exited when he proposed to her. They exited on a camel. So I wasn't... Camels already happened, Rim.
Interesting. Well, the joke was that I hear you like a good hump. Again, don't watch a show with your family or young children, okay, folks? It didn't hit in my eyes.
No.
Nick obviously doesn't want to be known for these things. He is, no. But he doesn't want to be. Who does?
Yeah. As a womanizer, he doesn't want that. No. He's trying to change his look.
I don't have Lacey among my... she's a group C. She's a C-level player at this point in the game. We got a couple more people that we haven't talked about yet. Brianna, Jasmine B, and Michelle. I don't have any notes on them. They all went home. Two of them were black. AB, do you have, as the black co-host, do you have any opinions on that?
Four of the eight girls that went home were women of color, Rim. Just keep that in mind. just want you to know that. One half.
It's interesting you say that because obviously I recognize that. But there is hope on the horizon, AB, for females of color. We got Dominique still in the game. And we got Jasmine G, the former Warriors dancer. She's been getting a lot of grief today for crying because she didn't have a chance to talk to Nick. You got anything on Jasmine G?
I just wrote that she's the first one to cry. And she brought Neil, the ring guy, and like a weird little deal where she told him her ring size and like they're picking out rings. That was weird. It's a very crazy move. I don't think she's going to go very far, but she was the first one to cry in the house, which is never a good sign either.
No. Well, he didn't know that at the time, presumably.
No, I don't think he knows it, but it's just never a good sign for the psyche of that person if they're crying the first night because they hadn't talked to him and the night's not even over yet.
Two hard tick marks against Jasmine G. That's for certain. Mm-hmm. Crying in the ring move.
Yep.
Last but certainly not least. In fact, you could argue that she's last and first. The woman who received the first impression rose. I'm going to go ahead and say for the first time in history, was Rachel, the black lawyer from Texas. AB, how did you feel last night watching this, knowing that Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream is now fully realized? And in his grave, he held up one fist, and now racism is finally over and we are equal, AB. How did you feel last night knowing that in Trump's America, a black woman can get the first impression rose?
Listen, the only comparison I can make that I've felt this way in my life would be when Obama got inaugurated. That's it.
Yeah. Rachel was the first person that Nick had one-on-one time with. I thought they were throwing everybody a bone. They were just trying to erase all the criticism early on by having those two talk.
The chemistry was there.
The chemistry really was there. I mentioned earlier he's bad at small talk. He didn't seem to really be into a lot of the girls that were showing up. Him and Rachel really hit it off. They had that Milwaukee connection. AB, there's such a stark difference between the girls in their late 20s and early 30s on this show and the 23-year-old shit-faced, blackout, drunk girls in the dolphin costumes. There's a really big gap there. And I think Nick was into Rachel. She was just like, listen, I'm a badass trial lawyer, and now I'm ready to fall in love. Are you the guy? Let me know or I'm out.
Let me know if you're in for the real deal, the real thing, or if you're going to be a punk-ass dude.
Listen, what a great moment, I thought. Rachel, I don't have her in my top four, per se, but she's going far, and it seemed genuine, the interest. I mean, you could Nick's eyes were lighting up as they were talking. It was fabulous.
It was. She also snuck a kiss in, Rim. Don't forget about that. Snuck the first, I don't want to say the first kiss, because
obviously Corinne
stole a kiss that he wasn't into and did not want.
Okay, well, there was tongue. It wasn't like he wasn't into it, AB. They were going after it.
He said he didn't feel very comfortable with it, and he hoped that no one saw it. So, I mean, it was kind of like he didn't want to do it, but he wanted to do it.
Side note, if you're Nick, what do you mean you hoped no one saw? This is your third time in this house. You know where the hiding spots are, my man. You know these girls saw what was going down, so don't play that game. But let's not get off the rails here.
Let's just call that the first kiss.
The first mutual kiss.
First mutual kiss of the season was Rachel. And it's a big moment.
Big moment. Big moment for America. I mean, that was, we needed some healing like this, I think. America. Okay, let's get into Liz and Nick a little bit, AB. We mentioned this earlier. Liz hooked up with Nick at a wedding. Well, Nick hooked up with Liz. I mean, I don't want to imply any sexism here, folks.
Yep.
Nick hooked up with Liz at a wedding of former Bachelor contestants. I mean, what a disgusting cesspool of crossing streams this world is. The story goes that Nick asked for Liz's number, and she denied him. Now, no big deal. Do your thing. Girl power, all that. But that is a bad look now, because Liz had every opportunity. If she really, truly liked Nick, she could have reached out to their mutual friend, gotten Nick's number, and pursued the relationship. But here she is on The Bachelor competing with 29 other women, and she's acting like that's no big deal. Like, logically, for me, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up, Rim. Most of the girls on these shows and guys, when it's The Bachelorette time, they're talking about how they've had such bad luck with love and all this other stuff. Well, it's weird to me that you had this situation where you could have... It's obviously a guy that's looking for love, and you just turned him down for no reason. And she comes with the BS excuse of, I truly believe if we're supposed to cross paths again, we would. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Total
if we're
BS.
Supposed to cross paths? I bet you live. Where does she live?
You did cross paths. That's what they're calling it these days. You guys did cross paths.
That's what the first thing was. Why do you need to randomly cross paths a second time? That's not how it works in this world.
No, that's not many people's origin stories that they tell their kids. If you really, truly desired a relationship with Nick, you could have had it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, some people would spin this the other way and say, yeah, well, Nick could have, if Nick really liked Liz, he could have gone out, you know, he could have pursued her and gotten her number.
He already made the first move.
He made the first move and he was denied, okay? If he did that, you would get on him for being a stalker, okay?
There's no way you can look at Nick and be like, this was on him.
Yeah. Now, she got the last rose, AB. Theory goes that the last rose is always the producer pick. Do you subscribe to that theory, or do you think Nick really sees a future with Liz?
I don't subscribe to that at all. In this case, I think it was Nick kind of just letting her know, like, I'm not sold on you yet, but if you play your cards right, you might be able to get into the mix of things here.
get into the mix. I don't really care what happens to Liz, frankly, because I don't think she truly genuinely likes him. She was almost too coy about the backstory here. She was like, she almost played it too much of a game for my liking. You know what I mean? She was like, well, you know, let's see if he remembers. Like, well, listen, he did remember. He's not that terrible. He's a terrible guy, but not that terrible. I don't care what happens to Liz, frankly. I don't think she's a contender at all, and I don't think this storyline will be around for long because I don't think she's in it for him. She's not there for the right reasons, folks.
It's very fair.
Okay, AB, a couple more things that we need to touch on.
Okay.
I've got a few general comments about the group. The red dress storyline. I mean, ladies, is that really a thing? Is it really that big a deal? If you're rocking a red dress and there's 15 other women out of 29 also wearing a red dress, I mean, worry about what your dress. Rock your dress. Don't worry about what the other women are wearing and what color it is. I don't think Nick noticed. The only people that noticed were you. So chill out on the red dress. AB, does this happen a lot on The Bachelor? Similar dresses?
I've never seen anything like that before. No.
Listen, red dresses are in. What's the big deal? If I'm on The Bachelorette and I go on a group date and three other guys are wearing a similar puffy vest as me, I'd be like, hey, what's up, fellas? Vests are in. What's the big deal? Let's be vest guys together.
Let's get it.
Unbelievable. Are all those girls on the show old enough to drink, do you think? I kept seeing a lot of young-looking girls with alcohol, and I don't know. We talked about this. Some of these girls might not be 21, folks.
They're all old enough for him. That's fine.
Big fan. I'm just running down jokes here. Big fan. It always gets me when they leave and it's like 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. Always a good time.
People forget that this probably is a 12-hour ordeal, this whole rose ceremony thing. They probably have to do multiple takes of everything. It's a long night, especially for the people that drink too much, like the dolphin girl. She had a long night in a dolphin suit.
Imagine drinking as much as Dolphin Girl and then getting sent home. You're basically hungover, walk outside for the first time in like 2 days, and then you're being interviewed about why the guy didn't like you. I mean, no wonder they cry. I don't blame those girls at all. I also am a big fan of when the girls say that another girl is a hoe for kissing Nick on the first night. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're on The Bachelor, okay? Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, okay? Not going to name any names. I don't remember who said what, but it's the difference between being on The Bachelor and not kissing The Bachelor and being on The Bachelor and aggressively making out with them like Corinne. Not that big of a gap. So just, you know.
I mean, you're going to make out with him next episode. So let's not act like you're holding off for marriage here. Let's not. Come on, people.
My last note is that Ida Marie is lurking and she could go far.
She didn't get a rose.
So good job by you, Tim.
Ida Marie, she's lurking.
She's lurking. I said, listen, Ida Marie's got something to her. Watch out for Ida Marie, dark horse. Good thing I looked up who didn't get a rose. Couple Nick criticisms.
Okay.
He's got no charisma. He's only into about 10% of the ladies. Every entrance, like you said, he was just like, okay. The guy's mumbling is out of control. Okay. People say I mumble and they get on me about that. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, he really does forget that he's on TV half the time.
I kind of had a change of heart about Nick this episode.
Really?
I'm Team Nick. I liked him. I thought he was a funny, sarcastic style to him.
Sure.
I enjoyed him. I think he's going to be a good bachelor. He's not your normal guy either. He's not your normal guy that you see on The Bachelor. He is clearly uncomfortable with being the bachelor. And there's something about that I like.
I can buy into that. He's not polished. I really liked Ben, but Ben was damn near like perfect. He always said the right thing.
You can't beat Ben.
There's something to be said, like you mentioned, for an unpolished, he's obviously not a regular dude, but he comes off that way on TV. Like he was so nervous, which is kind of cute, a little self-deprecating.
Yep.
And yeah, like you said, sarcastic. You know, the mumbling, there's nothing wrong with that per se, but if you're on a TV show, I mean, I got to be able to hear what you're saying. He's going to be nervous on one-on-one dates, and that's going to be interesting to see. Okay, AB, we talked about every contestant. We've roasted Nick a little bit, a little tough love. Who's in your final four?
In order?
From 4 to 1.
4 to 1. Haley? Rachel? Vanessa? And White Danielle. White Danielle.
White Danielle's your winner.
White Danielle's my number one. Vanessa's my number two. Haley's my number, or Rachel's my number three. Haley's my number four.
I know you got a number five on there.
I got a number five, and it's Corinne right now.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
Number four, Corinne.
Ah.
Three, Danielle.
White Danielle?
Eighth. Nope, Danielle
oh.
Eighth.
Mm.
Yep. Listen, the dress, AB, I was mesmerized. Number two, Sarah, school teacher.
Okay, fair.
Number one, Vanessa. Vanessa's got no flaws yet.
Here's the thing. She didn't have as much time on yet.
No, but she's a special needs teacher. I doubt she's got a ton of skeletons in the closet.
I agree. That's why I got her two.
I think we got two solid groups of four right there. I know, conspicuously absent from my final four is Rachel.
Yeah.
We celebrated that as it should be celebrated. I don't, you know, I'll believe it when I see it as far as championship contention on this show. We'll see. Best of luck to you, Rachel, and all the other females of color. We're rooting for you all. It seems weird just letting it sit like that, but it's true.
You want Rim and AB's favorites? It's them.
The underdogs. All right. Who doesn't love a good underdog story? It'd really be something else if a woman named Dominique won The Bachelor. That, I'm just saying, that'd be a big shift in America.
One thing I'd like you to think about throughout this year, Rim, is the next Bachelorette.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you said that. I think Rachel vaulted into contention for the next Bachelorette.
Okay.
Got her shit together. No cracks in the armor.
Yeah. She's got a chance.
Who else you think?
If I'm guessing right now, I think Vanessa is our next Bachelorette, folks. I really do.
I think so. You know, that's not bad either, because Nick, shallow guy, right? Bad reputation.
Yeah. Yep.
He might not pick the girl, the sterling perfect girl.
He might not.
A couple things before we let you go. If you're listening and you've made it this far, first, thank you very much. The show right now is available on the website, of course, 8screens.com, but also Stitcher. Search for Rosecast on Stitcher. Rate and review, etc. It will be on iTunes soon. I got my guys over there working on it, running the algorithms, trying to get it on iTunes. It takes a couple days, but it will be on iTunes. Also, please join the Rosecast Bachelor Fantasy Bracket Challenge Pool, whatever, on ESPN, which is linked on the page at 8screens.com.
You have to be entered by the third week, Rim.
Now, is that true? Because they're already racking up points.
You can rack up points now, but the actual final entry, I mean, you're going to be down to begin, but still enter until the January 16th episode. You can still enter and enter your final four.
Last but certainly not least, follow the Twitter account RoseCastES. RoseCast was already taken. Shout out to the Russians. They got after us again. We'll be live tweeting from there during the episodes, trying to come up with jokes that nobody else on Twitter can come up with. That's tough. I gotta say, not easy. We would really, we got a hell of a lot of bot followers right now. Not a big fan of bot followers. So if you're a bot and you're listening, unfollow. Okay. We want real people. All right. Rosecast ES. Anyway, AB, parting shots, final thoughts, sports reporter style.
I'm very excited for the rest of this season. Very excited. Nick gets slapped at some point. That's what I'm really excited.
That's fake. Like, AB, that's not a real slap. That's a challenge. Like, that's a challenge. That's fake as shit. He goes like, he like rips his head back. I mean, it's not real. Okay. That's like, okay. They're recreating some movie scene and that's
the
date.
You think that's a movie scene date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, I do.
Good call.
AB, It only took me two.
You're getting better at this.
It only took me two seasons, one calendar year, to get to the point where everything that comes on the coming up next on The Bachelor, I already think of what the worst case scenario is, the most disappointing scenario, and that's what I go with. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Rosecast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.